Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And as always, Chopin's concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish American community, and in every program, a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and oberecks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. And let's begin with this oldie, the legendary Czesław Niemen, Wspomnienie, Memories.
Mimo zanim jesień się zaczyna, złotawa, krucha i miła, to ty jesteś ta dziewczyna, która do mnie na ulicę wychodziła. Od twoich listów pachniało sieni, gdym wracał zdyszany ze szkoły, a po ulicach w lekkiej jesieni za mną jasne anioły. Mimozami zwiędłość przypomina, nieśmiertelnik żółty październik. To ty moja jedyna przychodziłaś wieczorem do cukierni z przemodlenia. Prześwitywał jesienny, od mimozy złotej majowy. Ach, czułymi, przemiłymi snami zasypiałem z nim gasnącym o poranku. Snach dawnymi, bawiąc się wiosnami, jak tą złotą, jak tą wonną wiązanką.
And in the news from Poland, Amid a mounting migrant crisis, Poland's border service has said it has averted a record number of attempts to illegally cross from Belarus. The border guard recorded a record 473 attempts last week to illegally cross the Belarusian-Polish border, the Polish border guard announced. It added, border guards thwarted all these attempts. It's a time of extremely intense work for us. Last Tuesday, Poland's president said he would ask lawmakers to approve the government's request to extend a state of emergency on the country's eastern border with Belarus by 2 months amid the migrant surge, news agencies reported. After hosting a late afternoon meeting with top security officials, Duda told a news conference that the 60-day extension seemed justified at this moment in time. Poland and fellow EU members Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia have accused Belarus's strongman leader, Alexander Lukashenko, of organizing a wave of illegal migrants seeking to enter the bloc as part of what officials have called a hybrid war. And last week, Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur, Democrat, Ohio, co-chair of the Congressional Ukraine Caucus, released the following statement after the House passed the Fiscal Year 2022 National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, which includes an amendment she co-led with Representative Michael McCaul, Republican, Texas, requiring mandatory sanctions on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline project. The NDAA also increased funding for the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative to $300 million and the Baltic Security Initiative to $175 million. The NDAA will now be taken up by the Senate for its consideration. Those united behind the cause of liberty in Ukraine are deeply concerned about the Kremlin's ongoing weaponization of energy to undermine European security. We are pleased the House has voted once again to fully sanction the Nord Stream 2 pipeline project. The Congress will continue to stand shoulder to shoulder with our allies in Central and Eastern Europe through the Three Seas Initiative to strengthen their energy diversity and resilience. We look forward to working with our Senate colleagues to enact this legislation and further our efforts to curtail Russia's campaign of malign influence in the region. And before we get to the lighter side of the news, let's have a word from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today.
Do you know who I'd love to hear live? Dennis Poliski and the Maestro's Men. What's this? Sunday, October 24th, it's Dennis Poliski and the Maestro's Men at the Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia. Wow! The Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia proudly presents the fourth annual Fall Polka Party featuring the award-winning music of Dennis Poliski and the Maestro's Men. There's a cash bar and food will be available. For tickets, call John 215-906-1825. That's 215-906-1825. Visit their website at www.polishhome.com. October 24th, Dennis Poliski and the Maestro's Men, the Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia.
Czy chcesz śpiewać w żeńskim chórze? Chór imienia Marceli Kochańskiej-Sembry zaprasza. Próby odbywają się w każdy poniedziałek o godzinie 7.30 wieczorem. Miejscem spotkań jest Dom Polski przy 9150 Academy Road. Jeśli masz trochę czasu i lubisz śpiewać, spróbuj razem z nami. Możesz przyjść bezpośrednio na próbę lub zadzwoń do Dolores 215-633-0560. Śpiewamy pieśni kompozytorów polskich i amerykańskich. Pracujemy nad muzyką klasyczną i okolicznościową, a także kilka razy w roku dajemy koncerty. Wspólne śpiewanie pozwoli Ci na oderwanie się od dnia codziennego i chwilę relaksu. Spróbuj!
And on the lighter side, a book portraying Poland in 100 words is celebrated in Canada. Entitled Quarks, Elephants, and Pierogi, Poland in 100 Words, the book has been published by the Warsaw-based Adam Mickiewicz Institute and is now being featured at the public art gallery in the multicultural Canadian city near Toronto. The Polish state-run Institute's Adam Żuławski, one of the three authors alongside Mikołaj Gliński and Matthew Davies, wrote in the preface that the publication aims to show Poland in a nutshell through Polish words. The volume is also about communication, about how the same words mean different things in different languages, about the wealth of synonyms, and about untranslatable expressions. The showcase, which opened on Monday, presents Magda Burdzińska's illustrations for the book, depicting challenging Polish words, aren't they all, such as grzegżuka, a folk name for the common cuckoo, apsik, a sneezing expression, brrr, the word Polish people say when they're cold, and żubr, Polish for the European bison. Delayed because of COVID-19 pandemic, the exhibition in Mississauga is accompanied by a wider program, including a workshop for children who will have a chance to test their imagination about words and letters, according to Poland's Consulate General in Toronto. Mississauga is home to a large part of Canada's Polish diaspora, and Polish is among the area's five main languages, in addition to English and French. And that concludes the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner and the Philly Scene after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Thank them for their support of Polonia Today by supporting them. A taste of Poland in Port Richmond, Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily. Phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home.
During market ups and downs, you face many questions and uncertainties. Is my 401k allocation still right? How will my retirement plans be impacted? How will my dreams and goals be affected? As an Ameriprise financial advisor, Steve Krzyzewski can provide you with solid strategies and tips to help you protect what matters and weather market volatility. To learn more, call Steve at 610-943-3117. That's 610-943-3117. Or stop by his office at 101 West Elm Street, Suite 610, Conshohocken, PA. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, where today we note the following anniversary dates and historical figures in our Polish heritage calendar. October 1st, 1608, the first Polish craftsmen reached the English colony of Jamestown, Virginia, on the invitation of Captain John Smith. Skilled Polish artisans arrived at the Jamestown colony on the first supply ship to start the first industries in 1608. The Jamestown glass house and the pitch and potash burners set up by the Poles were the first export industries on the American continent outside Spanish hands. Captain John Smith was delighted with his Polish craftsmen and gave them full credit in his published accounts. To begin with, they were just about the only colonists who were willing to work. The original group who landed in Jamestown included only 12 workmen among the 92 so-called gentlemen who had never done a day's work in the old world and didn't intend to do much in the new world. The Poles immediately set about digging wells, building better shelter, clearing the land for cultivation, and felling timber for wood manufacture. They built their glass house about a mile from the crude fort and set up workshops for the manufacture of clapboard, resin, and potash. These skilled pioneers proved such an asset to the English colony that more of their countrymen were invited to settle in Jamestown, and within a few years, 50 Poles were living and working in the colony. And let's pause here for Bayer Full and Polskie Kwiaty. The loveliest flowers are Polish flowers.
Śpiewa ci obcy wiatr, zachwyca piękny świat, a serce tęskni. Bo gdzieś daleko stąd został rodzinny dom. Tam jest najpiękniej, tam właśnie teraz rozkwitły kwiaty. Stokrotki, pionki, kaczeńce i maki pod polskim niebem w szczerym polu wyrosły. Ojczyste kwiaty, ich zapachu urodzie jest Polska. Żeby tak jeszcze raz ujrzeć ojczysty las, pola i łąki i domatczyny krok, przyjść z zielonych łąk rozkwitłe pąki. Bo najpiękniejsze są polskie kwiaty, stokrotki, pionki, kaczeńce i maki pod polskim niebem w szczerym polu wyrosły. Ojczyste kwiaty i w zapachu urodzi jest Polska. Śpiewać ci obcy wiatr, tułaczy noc ciemna, ten gdzieś po świecie.
And we're continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today. Karol Maciej Szymanowski, born October 6, 1882, into Moszówka, Ukraine. Considered to be the foremost Polish composer of the earliest 20th century. Szymanowski began to compose and play the piano at an early age. In 1901, he went to Warsaw and studied harmony, counterpoint, and composition privately until 1904. Finding the musical life in Warsaw limiting, he went to Berlin, where he organized the Young Polish Composers Publishing Company to publish new works by his countrymen. The advent of World War I caused Szymanowski to return to his homeland and be isolated from the European musical community during the period from 1914 to 1917. He composed copiously and studied Islamic culture and ancient Greek drama and philosophy. Szymanowski's works from this period show great originality and diversity of style. He softened his dynamic extremes, employed coloristic orchestration, and used polytonal and atonal material while retaining the expressive melodic style of his earlier works. With the establishment of an independent Polish state in 1918, Szymanowski became deeply interested in the Polish folk idiom and tried to create a Polish national style, a task unattempted since Chopin. He also became more conservative, abandoning his atonal vocabulary. Living in Zakopane, the regional center of the Tatra Mountain people, he adopted their tonal language, syncopated rhythms, and winding melodies in his new style. Notable works from this period include 20 mazurkas for piano and the ballet pantomime Harnasze. Szymanowski also traveled widely, promoting his works in London, Paris, and the U.S., and receiving international acclaim for his operas, among them Król Roger, King Roger. In 1927, he settled in Warsaw to assume the directorship of the Warsaw Conservatory for 5 years with an aim of improving musical education in Poland. During the 30s,
Szymanowski retreated from the direct use of folk music in his compositions, and though he continued to use folk music material, his forms and orchestration recall those of his earlier works. And we'll conclude the Cultural Corner with this excerpt from Szymanowski's ballet Harnasze, this Taniec Góralski, the Highlander's Dance.
To hear live, Denis Poliski and the Maestro's Men. What's this? Sunday, October 24th, it's Denis Poliski and the Maestro's Men at the Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia? Wow! The Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia proudly presents the fourth annual Fall Polka Party featuring the award-winning music of Denis Poliski and the Maestro's Men. There's a cash bar, and food will be available. For tickets, call John, 215-906-1825. That's 215-906-1825. Visit their website at www.polishhome.com. October 24th, Denis Poliski and the Maestro's Men, the Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia.
Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707.
Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and the Adam Mickiewicz Polish Language School's fall season is just beginning. Polish Language and History for Adults, every Saturday morning from 8:30 to noon. For more information and to sign up, phone 215-627-1391. I repeat, 215-627-1391. And like to sing? Join the first place winning Marcela Kochańska-Sembrich Female Chorus. Rehearsal 7 p.m. Monday evenings at the Associated Polish Home. It's fun, and singing's also good aerobic exercise. To join the chorus, phone Dolores, 215-633-0560. 215-633-0560. Save the date. Thursday, October 21st, 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall, 123 West 43rd Street in Manhattan. The Ignacy Paderewski Tribute Gala, a musical extravaganza commemorating the 80th anniversary of the great Pole's death. That's Thursday, October 21st, Town Hall, Manhattan. And as Mike Fido signals me that today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, and as the Puławski Day Parade wraps up, you'll be listening to this March of the Insurgents, Marsz, Marsz, Polonia. Till next Sunday at 1:30, do usłyszenia.